The first reading today, our Lord in the book of Leviticus speaks through Moses to tell the people that they are to be holy. They are to be holy because, he says, the Lord your God is holy. You are made in his image and likeness. Then he goes on to talk about all of those things that would be necessary if you're going to be holy. Not lying, not speaking falsely, not swearing falsely, not defrauding neighbor, doing all these things, not slandering, not judging, not having hatred in your heart, all these different aspects. Now, what we have to do then is make a distinction, because even what our Lord talks about as far as what's going to happen on the day of judgment, and we've got people on the left and on the right, or those who provided for him when he was hungry or thirsty or a stranger and naked and in prison or ill, whatever it might be. Now, one can go through the motions. A person can do nice things just because they're a good thing to do. One can actually do good things in order to try and impress people. There's nothing holy about that. Something good happened, and that part's good. But God is looking for holiness. That comes from the inside. And so the reason why we would want to do all of these things is because there's a change on the inside, because of a love of God and a love of neighbor. So that's what we want to be working toward. Sometimes we have to change the externals first. If we have problems with doing different things, yeah, we have to learn how to not do those, and then we keep working on the inside so that it's the temptation even goes away. So that's normal that we have to do it that way. But a lot of these different things that the Lord is talking about, especially in the first reading, that all has to come from within. And isn't that exactly what our Lord told us? Remember, he said, it's not what goes into a man that makes him impure, but what comes out of the man. It's what's in his heart, he says, that makes us impure. And so that's the part that we have to keep looking at. We want to change the heart so that we're truly loving God, truly loving neighbor. That's where the holiness comes in. Obviously, this isn't going to happen without prayer. So we need to have that life of prayer so that we are beginning to change what's on the inside. But it's a call to actual, real holiness. Again, it's not to look holy. God doesn't care about anybody looking holy. It's not about going through the motions of looking good, because think of how many times our Lord condemned the Pharisees in the Gospels because they went through the motions. And he told us, if our holiness doesn't exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, we won't enter the kingdom of heaven. They looked good. They went through all the motions. They did all the external things. Big deal. It would be like the stereotypical thing of a Catholic coming late for Mass, sitting in the back pew, leaving early, didn't pay any attention, couldn't have cared less. And then they're going to say, but I went to Mass, didn't I? Well, you were physically there. Were you spiritually there? Was your heart actually engaged in what was going on? Were you united with our Lord in his sacrifice? When you pray your rosary, are you actually praying your rosary, or are you all over the map saying the words but paying absolutely no attention? Whatever, you can look at these things and say, what's going on in the heart? It's not about the externals. Obviously, those need to be there. But the externals are going to be there if we're doing the right thing for the right reason, if we're acting in holiness. And again, if you're going to be holy, that also implies being humble. So again, we can look at it and say, well, make sure that I look holy. Well, that's just pride. There isn't a way to look holy. You just have to be holy. If you're truly holy on the inside, everything that's on the outside is going to come out that way too. If we're proud on the inside and we're trying to make ourselves look holy, everybody is going to be able to see that we're a bunch of frauds because it's so obvious. So don't worry about making yourself look good. Worry about being good. Not looking holy, but being holy. That's what God is looking for, an interior change in the heart, so that we are truly holy as God is holy, that we are truly loving God and loving neighbor as our Lord has commanded us to do.